BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 9 through 11. Washed, sanctified, and justified in Jesus. Part 1. Apostle Paul tells the Corinthian believers, quote, "The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have been completely defeated." Verse 7a. Then he defines the wicked, something he did in chapter 5 verses 9 through 11. Here he lists sexual immorality, idolatry, adulterers, male prostitutes, homosexual offenders, thieves, greedy, drunkards, slanderers, and swindlers. Paul identifies three kinds of sexual immoral persons. Also, we should see Romans chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. The wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God, verse 9, a fact repeated often in the Bible. They will be filled with remorse, weeping a river of tears. Matthew 8, 12, chapter 13, 42 and 50, chapter 22, verse 13, chapter 24, 51, 25, 30, and Luke 13, 28, as well as many others. Do not be deceived. Paul begins his warning in verse 9. The good news is there is hope for the wicked. As long as we breathe, there is hope for the sinner. Some of the Corinthian believers were locked in one or more of these wicked ways of life before they came to believe in the saving and redeeming power of Jesus, the Son of God, verse 11. They were washed, sanctified, and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God. Now the kingdom of God is theirs. They have a wonderful inheritance. That will never fade, spoil, rot, or be boring. They were born again. The time is to decide is now. Jesus is waiting for your positive reply.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.